The race for California's 21st congressional district is one of the most watched in the state, and for that matter, the nation. Three top candidates are vying for a shot to be among the top two finishers in the June primary in order to move on to the November general election. A few months ago, the incumbent Republican Congressman David Valadao joined us on this program to talk about the issues. And last week, Democratic challenger Amanda Renteria was our guest. Today, we talked to another candidate, Fresno Democrat John Hernandez. The president and CEO of the Fresno-based Central California Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Hernandez is no stranger to politics. He ran for this very seat 2 years ago, defeating fellow Democrat Blong Zhang in the primary, only to lose to Valadao in November. John Hernandez joins us in the studio today. John, welcome.
Welcome. It's great to be here at Valley Public Radio.
This seat is no stranger, the race for this seat, you're no stranger to this race. In 2012, you lost to Congressman Valadao by about 15 points. Why do you think you would fare differently this year? What's changed?
Well, I think last year, the last time I ran, remember we had Senator Rubio. Senator Rubio was going to run for Congress. Then he decided in late December, early January that he was not. Then the question was Bustamante going to get in? Was Flores going to get in? I got in. Then it was, were those other two going to get in or not? Then finally Blong Zhang got in. Then we had our race and we did, and I beat Blong Zhang. And Blong Zhang, who has endorsed my candidacy also, I greatly appreciate Blong Zhang's support. And now we've had time to build more infrastructure. We've had more time to get more name recognition. And we've had more time to get more familiar with every single city in the district. And I have spent the time and put in the time to get to know what each city needs. You know, like, for instance, Fowler, they need more green space. They have some land already donated. All they need is they need infrastructure for green space. Huron, what they need is they need a high school. They are the largest city without a high school. And on top of that, they also need some more infrastructure dollars to help them clean their water. Mendota needs a bank. We need to lure a bank into Mendota. It's one of the largest cities in the region, does not have a bank. And they need more flexibility with their infrastructure dollars so they can help attract small businesses. Then you go into to Hanford and Lemoore. Lemoore wants the expansion of Lemoore Naval Air Base. That's what they're looking for. And that's something that I do support. Then we also have down in Wasco and Shafter. What they want to see that inland port, which is right there in Wasco and Shafter, that Senator Flores put in place. They want to see it expand. So those are things that we're working on right now. And Arvin, Lamont, they have terrible, terrible environmental problems that need to be addressed in both their air quality, water quality, and also infrastructure. So we have real needs throughout this district. I've had time to study it. And Delano, they have some of the worst water problems in the state in Delano too. So they need help with their water.
Your opponent, Amanda Renteria, is a native of the Valley, but she spent most of her professional career away in places like Washington, D.C. Does that make it harder for someone to understand the issues facing people here or maybe an outside perspective? How do you feel you compare with your Democratic opponent in terms of understanding the Valley?
Understanding the Valley, I think it's a hands down. There's no contest there. Amanda's a good person. I like her personally, but I think she's really out of touch. She's out of touch with what's really happening in the Valley. Everything is grandiose types of talk, blanket talk. I'm talking about specifics. You know, that's what we're talking about. Sanger, they were going to sell their Sanger Park. You know, I was there to help them keep that park. In Hanford, they were going to sell Hidden Valley Park. I was there to help push that back to where they keep green space in Hanford. Those are little things that really do matter to voters. And I think that's where I really do connect with the voters quite a bit better than Amanda does. You know, like I said, Amanda's a good person. I like her personally. But I think she really is not as close to the ground, on the ground, knowing the details like I do.
You mentioned infrastructure projects. High-speed rail is certainly one that promises to create jobs in Central California. It's also very controversial. Your opponent, Congressman Valadao, has been a staunch critic of the project. I'll ask the same question to you that I asked of Amanda Renteria last week. Is there some point where this project simply becomes too expensive? We saw the price tag go up 2 weeks ago by another $1 billion, in this case the Fresno to Bakersfield section. Amanda Renteria was somewhat cautious on her stance on high-speed rails. Where do you stand on it? Is this something that you still support at this point with the escalating price tag?
Well, I think high-speed rail is really a ticket for this valley to the future. I strongly support high-speed rail, but I do have the ability to promote aggressive oversight of the project. That's something that I can do because I have a personal relationship with those people that are on the high-speed rail authority. I know them. I know Diane Gomez personally. I know President Morales. We worked with them for years and years and years at the Central California Hispanic Chamber of Commerce because what I see is the ability for our small business community. We fought tooth and nail for those small business opportunities over the years, whether it be – I attended over 26 different high-speed rail forums up and down the state of California. And fighting for those local jobs is important. That's why we got in the 10% local participation from the hire people. And then also we got the 30%. Now, 30% of this $6 billion that's coming in, that's a big chunk of money if you think about it. And we got a 30% small business participation goal out of that. And now it's our job and would be my job if I'm the congressman to make sure that the High-Speed Rail Authority meets those goals of 30% small business participation and 10% higher local. We need to make sure that they follow up on those. And that's really thousands and thousands of jobs. Then we also have the high-speed rail maintenance station that will be somewhere here in the valley. But I'm already looking past that towards the factory that will build the machines, the high-speed rail machines, because it's not just going to happen here in California and then stop. It's going to go across the nation. So I just see a good opportunity for small business participation. Also, I see a good opportunity for middle-class jobs, and that's something we're highly lacking. And also, we need to keep in mind that the future needs and travel needs of our valley and our state of California is not going to – they're not going to diminish. We can only build so many highway lanes. We can only build so many airports. This will help relieve some of the congestion out of those, and it costs half the price of building new airports and new roads.
If you just joined us on Valley Edition today, our guest is John Hernandez. He's a Fresno Democrat who's running for office in California's 21st Congressional District. He is challenging Republican incumbent David Valadao and also Democratic newcomer Amanda Renteria, the top two candidates in the June election, move on to the November general election. It seems like there's not a Valley politician out there who would say they are against water or against agriculture. But when it comes to the current situation that farmers in the Valley are facing, Republicans in Congress have been very aggressive in pursuing an approach to ease pumping in the Delta, restrictions regarding the Endangered Species Act to bring more water from north to south and ease some of the pain, whether in this drought year or in general years. Where do you stand on relaxing those restrictions and maybe weakening the protections on the smelt and salmon?
Well, I'll tell you this. We have a serious water problem in the state of California, and it's not only here. It's all across the nation. I strongly support us making sure we have the ability to make sure that the water, you know, because every so many years we have a wet year. We need to have that capacity to store that water. The current water system that we have in the state of California is really built for about 28 million people. We already have 36. We're heading towards 40, and then we'll be at 50 million people. We need to make sure that we have a water system that is, A, up to date. I think when you look at the Delta, we have outside of the fish and the aqua, you know, all that, we also have the dikes in the Delta are very, very fragile. Those need attention. We need to make sure that if a major earthquake happens, that our water supply does not get contaminated. That's why we need to upgrade our entire water system. It's not just about the Delta. It's not just about the building new storage or underground storage or Tule Lake, restoring that or whatever that might be. We have a variety of problems here that we have to solve. And some flexibility. I think Dianne Feinstein has led on this issue a little bit and made some flexibility. But what the real problem we have, though, is we don't have enough water. And what we need to do is practice what they're doing on the west side. I was on a tour of the west side, and I was looking at the desalinization process they have. Desalinization is a viable alternative to help us increase the amount of water that we have. And what they're doing is they're reusing that water. The water goes in, gets put in the system. They collect it into the crop, and then they put it through again. So we have water that's been used 6, 7, 8 times, 10 times, the same water. And that's how we really do, I guess, some dynamic ideas to help us stretch our water. That's what we really need to do. Conservation is a part of it. Additional storage is a part of it. Underground storage is a part of it. So we really do have a multifaceted approach. But definitely, we need more infrastructure. That's the key.
One of the other big issues that's of importance to so many here in the Valley and throughout the country is immigration reform. The efforts to bring a bill to a vote in the House have not been successful so far this year. Right now, the House is led by Republicans. That could change in November. But right now, the issue of immigration reform, a comprehensive bill versus an opportunity to vote on a piecemeal approach, taking one element of the immigration puzzle at a time. Would you support a piecemeal approach if that was the only way to bring about immigration reform in Congress if elected?
I won't vote for any type of bill that does not include a path to citizenship. I'll leave it at that. The current bill that is in Congress has a path to citizenship. And let's also make it clear right here is that Valadao, Congressman Valadao, supports the bill that has a path to citizenship. But he also supports the bill that doesn't have a path to citizenship. I'm saying path to citizenship. If he supports a path to citizenship, drop the support for the other bill. The other bill only gives green cards. It does not give citizenship. We need a path to citizenship just like we did, because whenever you're listening to talk radio, it's Ronald Reagan's our hero. Ronald Reagan is the guy who did everything, apparently, right? Well, he did do a lot. He passed Social Security reform, and he also passed immigration reform. And he did have a path to citizenship that is actually called amnesty. This is a little different. A lot of people say, well, what is a path to citizenship? You're cutting in the line. No, that's not what we're doing here. What we're doing here is you're going to the end of the line like everybody else. You're paying a fine. You're learning English. And you're passing your citizenship test just like anybody else does. I am a little concerned about the time frame in this current bill of 10 years. It is a long time. The reason why is if it was a shorter time frame, we would experience the economic impact of immigration reform, which in 1986 had a $2 trillion impact on our economy. We could experience that now as opposed to or the next couple of years as opposed to over 10 years.
Our guest today on Valley Edition has been Fresno Democrat John Hernandez. He is running for office in California's 21st Congressional District. He's facing off against Republican incumbent David Valadao and Democratic challenger Amanda Renteria. John Hernandez, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a great pleasure.